The prophet Amos is a prophet who was called from the southern kingdom of Judah. He was a farmer there. He tended to the sycamore fruit. He was a herdsman. He was a simple man, not in any way involved in the city life. And God had chosen this man to go up from the south into the northern kingdom of Israel to give them a warning. And so as Amos is walking the highlands, the hills of Samaria, we think, what if he were to be sent today here amongst us? What would the message that he would have to share with us today? And I believe, dear ones, that it is this very same message. The same message he gave to the northern kingdom is the same message that applies today for all of us. Israel and Judah, actually, at that time, was, as the brother even alluded to in the prayer, was very prosperous at this time. The king in the southern kingdom of Judah, Uzziah, and Jeroboam in the north, they were very affluent. The countries themselves enjoyed prosperity. And in that prosperity, they drifted away from God. Jeroboam actually set up a false way of worship. And the people went, and they had a religion about them. They still worshiped. They went to worship. And it is to this kingdom that Amos goes to, and he tells them, he says, and God tells them, he says, you've been living so good, but God still comes and intervenes in your life to show you, to wake you up. And he names so many different things. He tells them he sends a famine in the land. He says, I gave you cleanness of teeth. There's no food to eat. The want of bread in all your places. And what do you say? Yet have you not returned unto me, saith the Lord. He says he gives them drought. This is to bring a man to his senses. So God is bringing things about into the lives on a national level, and so he does even so today. On a national level, on a personal level, you would know, I would know, if we are in tune with God, what God does in our lives to waken us up. And what would Amos tell us? Yet, have ye not returned unto me? The Lord is telling them through the prophet. And he sends them drought. He tells them, you go from one city to another to get water because there's no water there and it's not enough. And yet you still don't return to me. He said he gives mold and mildew. And this isn't from rain, it's from drought. Into your gardens and vineyards, fig trees, olive trees, it's all increased. And then the palmer worm devours it all. And so these things are things that God sent to the people. Later he even brings about death, he says, into your camps. And yet you will not return unto me. And so God says to Amos, go to Israel, and we're going to prophesy. You're going to prophesy unto them of what will become of them. There was a nation in the north, the Assyrians, who were unlike any nation that Israel had ever come across. This isn't Egypt. Egypt was for the most part a peace-loving nation. This is Assyria, who was bloodthirsty. They were expansionists. They wanted to expand their borders. They wanted to pillage and plunder other countries, to steal, to rob. They had a military that was powerful, and they put it on full display. And God was going to use Assyria to judge Israel. But even before that, he sent his prophet to Israel to tell them the judgment is coming. And so he tells them, prepare to meet thy God. And God isn't telling you and me anything different today. What's he going to tell us different other than prepare to meet thy God? Why? Because a judgment far greater than Assyria could ever do is coming. It's the meeting of your God. And if we will not meet him today in holiness and in truth, we will meet him in judgment. And so regardless of how we meet him, God is giving us a warning today. Be prepared to meet him. And you can meet him today in Christ Jesus, in holiness and truth. Israel was holding the truth in unrighteousness, as we read this past Sunday. They were suppressing the truth. The truth didn't matter to them. And we can say, well, that's not me. Well, Israelites here thought that they're chastening a period that they were going through. They rejected it as a drought. It's just something that happens. The Palmer worm is just something. It's a phenomenon that is sweeping across our country. They never had taken the time to think about their God, whom they knew and they worshiped. And so in sarcasm, Amos is telling them, come to Bethel. Come to Bethel and transgress. In your worship, you're transgressing. Even though you love these things, he said, you love to he says, bring your sacrifices every morning and your tithes after 3 years, and offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven, and proclaim and publish the free offerings, for this liketh you. You like this. You do this. He says, come and do this. O ye children of Israel, saith the Lord God. It's hypocritical worship. And so, what is our coming to the house of the Lord this evening? Do we realize that we are in the very presence of God, our Creator, a holy God? And how have we come to worship? Is it a hypocritical worship? Are we more concerned with our finances right now? Are we worried about what things we need to purchase, what things we need to pursue, what we're going to do? And brush aside the prophet Amos, who is sent by God. Is this word not have any effect on us today? It has to. The word of God is not written for us to just say, oh yes, this is what happened. Israel was a bad people. This is coming to us. And for us to examine, how do we come to worship God? How do we prepare our hearts on a Saturday before we come into the house of worship, where we come to devote a day, an entire day, not mornings, and then I'm going to go and watch football, and I'm going to go relax with my family. I'm going to enjoy what? You don't want to come and worship God? Devote an entire day to him. It's too much? It's hypocritical then. It's hypocritical. And God will speak to us, and he'll talk to us, and he'll show it. But you won't return to me, God says. So there's judgment. It's simple as that. There's judgment that is coming. Why? Because you won't return to me. And so, what, you know, is it movie night on Saturday? Is it movie night on Saturday night so that come Sunday, my thoughts are filled with that movie and the scenes that I watched and enjoyed, and the word of God is lost on me in the morning? I'm too tired. I'm sleepy. Oh, I'm so tired. Why? Because I didn't go to bed early enough. I was too busy doing certain things that I shouldn't even be doing. And my worship becomes hypocritical at best. And so God says, prepare to meet your God. You know, Jesus says this very, very same thing that prophet Amos is saying. He says, this people draweth nigh to me. You and I, we come nigh. We come to the house of God. We come nigh unto him. He says, with your mouth. And you honor me with your lips. But their heart is far from me. Where is our heart? You know, when we come to worship, do we come to worship ready, as Scripture tells us, to devour one another? Ready to slander? Ready to put someone down, exalt self above others, filled with pride? Jesus says, your heart is far away from me. Far away. You're drawing nigh to me with your lips. You're coming to me with your lips, but your heart's not there. It's far away. And so, what is that far away then? What creates that chasm, that distance, that gulf, that far awayness? What is it? It's sin. It's sin. And we say, well, you know, what is sin? Sin is anything that takes us away from the Word, from being near to him in heart. As the people here, he says, hear this word, ye kind of Bashan, that are the mountains of Samaria, which oppress the poor. How do you oppress the poor? Well, you don't recognize their need. Why? Because you're so focused on yourself. You know, you and I oppress the poor, not when they come to me and ask me or you, hey, I need something. That rarely even ever happens anymore. But when you know there is a need, and you have to fill your own need, you're oppressing the poor. You have to amass your fortune, you oppress the poor, which crush the needy, which say to their masters, bring and let us drink. He calls them kine, cows, greedy, thinking about themselves. I'm going to say, well, that's not me. I give to the poor. I do. You oppress the poor when you gather for yourself. The Lord God has sworn by his holiness that, lo, the day shall come upon you that he will take you away with hooks and your posterity with fish hooks. So think about what the Lord is saying here. He has sworn by what? By his holiness. That the day shall come upon you. Will take you away. And so he says, therefore, Thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Dear ones, if that isn't this is an Old Testament call, as Jesus so often said, as the apostles so often also said, prepare, watch, I'm coming as a thief, be ready. This is the call from the prophet 700-800 years before Christ. Prepare to meet thy God. And so today, for us, brothers and sisters, and for you, our dear friends, that preparation is nothing less than holiness and truth with Jesus Christ. Nothing less. Anything less is hypocrisy. Everything else is, your heart is far away from me. You can't tell me that you can't. I mean, if when we read of the holiness of God, if we do not in any way feel a lack, or I need to think about this judgment that God says, you will meet me. You will meet me. And then what? Then I'm like Israel, and all is well. Even the high priest, it says here, it says, Amaziah the priest of Bethel sent to Jeroboam the king of Israel, saying, Amos hath conspired against thee in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to hear all his words. Tell me it's any different today in the world. The world cannot hear the words of Jesus. It's laughable to them. Christ is made a laughing stock. And Jesus says, you expect the same. They did it to me. They will do it to you. If the world is not laughing at you, if the world is looking at you as something good, it's because you're like them. And they have no problem with you. He says the land is not able to hear all his words. For thus Amos said, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be led away captive out of their own land. Also, this is the priest. This is the religious priest of the day. He said, also Amaziah saith unto Amos, O thou seer, go, flee thee away into the land of Judah, and there eat bread, and prophesy there. Get away from me. And in this land, don't prophesy these things against us. We don't want to hear it. Is that what we do when we read the word? Oh, it doesn't pertain to me. Don't tell me these things. It's not for me. Get away from me. I don't want to hear about judgment. And Amos will say, like, what I've written, I've written. What I have said, I have said. And he says, but prophesy not again anymore at Bethel. For it is the king's chapel, and it is the king's court. Amos tells him, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was a herdman and a gatherer of sycamore fruit. The Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said unto me, go, prophesy unto my people Israel. This is the Lord's doing. Who was Amos to disobey God? Was this a pleasant task to go into Israel? So full of themselves, and prophesy to them that you're going to be destroyed. Judgment day is coming. Assyrians are going to come through and take you captive. They're going to take you out of your land. The priest is telling the king, get rid of this guy. He's not afraid. Whatever it costs him, it costs him. But God has given him a task. God has given us a task too. You all, brothers and sisters, as I am, are all prophets. Because we have the word that was given to us. And we ought to know. And God has told us, go, and spread my word. Live the manner of life that those who hear you will hear you and not laugh at you. Let them do as Amaziah did here. Get away from me. I don't want to hear this. Let them say that. Shake the dust off your feet from them. They heard the word. It's up to them now. Or do we just blend in with the northern kingdom as we live out a hypocritical religion? We tithe every 3 years. We give of the fruits. We worship. We come. We sacrifice. We do. And Jesus says, their heart is far away from me. It's a warning that Amos gave to Israel. It's a warning that has to go out today. And that's what God's word is. It is a warning for all of us. There's no one here that can just feel good about himself, because when God swears by his holiness, that needs to cause us to take notice that the day shall come upon you that he will take you away. And so he tells Israel, prepare to meet thy God. And he says, who is this that is saying this? He closes in verse 13. He says, lo, he that formeth the mountains, the omnipotent one, the omniscient one, the one who says, who he created the wind, he declares unto man what is his thought. He gave to man his thoughts here in his word. Are we interested in the thoughts of God? Are we interested in what he has to say? I know we're interested in what successful men have to say, because maybe I can be successful too then. I'll find a way to be successful. And I'm going to oppress the poor. And I'm going to have to brush aside what God says, because what God says and what success says is two opposite things. He says, who's speaking? He that formeth the mountains, he that createth the wind, he that declares unto man what is his thought, that maketh the morning darkness and treadeth upon the high places of the earth. He's everywhere. You can't hide from him. You can't hide from him. You can go to other planets and you can't hide from him. The Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. This is who we all have to do with. Today is the day for us to prepare to meet him. The Lord Jesus says, come and follow me. He is the way. And so we can meet God today in the person of Jesus Christ our Lord, in holiness, in truth, lovers of truth, not lies and gossip, not eager to destroy and devour. How do we come to church on a Sunday morning? Are we just a buzz with things and say, wait a minute, let's take a seat. Let's prepare our hearts. Let's go in the sanctuary, prepare our hearts, because God is with us. We have to hear what God has to say. How do we look at one another as brothers and sisters in Christ, ones who we would joyfully give our lives for? Is that the condition of our hearts? And if it's not, God says, prepare to meet me. You can meet me in truth and holiness, or you can meet me in judgment, which you will meet me. And so Amos is telling us today what he told the northern kingdom. Prepare to meet thy God. And may each one of us, in our prayers and in our thoughts and in our examinations, in light of the word, not in light of one another. We become fools if we compare ourselves one with another, but in light of the word of God and the holiness of God that he swears by, let's look at ourselves. And we can meet him. We can meet him on the cross, where he died and shed his blood, and he cleanses us, and we could be cleansed. And then joyfully meet him when he calls us from our posts. May he bless his word upon our hearts this evening. Amen.